Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Minnesota Morris here in UMAC Conference action. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach, we haven't chatted for a little while. It's been a few games. I think this is probably the first time we've chatted in the new year. So thanks for joining me again for the pregame conversation here. So far, you guys having a pretty good start to 2020. You've won four games so far since the first of the year. Coming off of a nice little two-game winning streak on the road in conference play as well. A couple of nice, like I said, big double-digit wins where you're able to get most of your players in and get them some extra time, so that must have been gratifying as well. But it seems like you guys rounding into form a little bit here. You're still right at the top of the conference race, and it's going to be an interesting race down the stretch here. We'll talk more about that in a second. But I figure you guys are probably feeling pretty good about your positioning considering the changeover from last year and how the beginning of the season went for you.
Yeah, I think the second half of the season is kind of where you see your player development. Are they stepping up? You know, that I think especially for freshmen, you know, we have some freshman players who are playing big minutes for us just with injuries or whatever the case may be. And it's fun to see them that they've been able to produce now. Instead of just being a role player who passes, they're taking shots and making big plays out there. And I think like Kaylin Christian and Maddie Sanders are two of those girls. And even Destiny Haldeman, they're players that, you know, they're taking 6-7 shots a game, and we need them to do that. So it's been fun. As a team, yeah, it's a lot different than last year, but I think as a conference it's a lot different. So you can't just say, oh, we're a different team and this is how we're doing against Crown or Martin Luther or, you know, anybody that we're playing. Everybody's different in that same boat. As a team, it's the second half, and it feels like it's kind of a weird winter so far. You know today's game getting moved, you know, around, and even over Christmas break we played two and then had a little time off and then we're on the road. But we're coming into form. We just got to keep playing our game, and we gotta lock down and learn how to play better defense here the second half.
You know, it's been interesting to watch the journey. I know you consider every season a different kind of journey. You start from one place, and you hopefully are in a different place, a better place at the end of the season. You know, you guys lost three key contributors from last year. We've been over that, you know, 1,000 times so far this year. We talked about that. But, you know, you knew what you were going to get back, like I said, with Eva. You knew what you were going to get back with Emily Carpenter and Ellie Lidstrom. Those are the three starters you brought back from last year. But if you can talk a little bit about the younger players who've had to step up and kind of their journey this year, because that's really kind of be the difference as to where this team ends up from where it started at the beginning of the year. Just talk about how that transition's been going, because I know that's an ongoing process for you guys right now.
You know, and before I talk about them, I even want to say, you know, like Marissa Ruiz, she's a player who has stepped up huge for us. Yeah. I mean, she had some back-to-back 20-plus games. You know, with that then, she goes down in Crown 4 minutes into it with an ankle injury, sits two games, and that's when the freshmen had to step up and play. And not that they had to, because they were getting, you know, 8 to 10 minutes or 12 minutes here and there, but they were, like I said, role minutes. They were, okay, go out there, find Eva. Go out there, find, you know, Carpenter, give her the look. Now we're saying we're running plays for you, or you're running the point guard. I know when Marissa went down, we had to move, you know, Emily to the two spot, and we asked two freshmen to carry up the ball and be the one. Or Kenzie Kimmick was another one where it's like, hey, you got to run the one today. It's something brand new for her. Even though she's a senior, she hasn't ran the one for us. It's kind of fun to see them, though, do those different things. And I think for the freshmen, I think our seniors are realizing, hey, they can play with us just as much. And it's, you know, I think any program, and I hope it's not just our program, but any program, when you bring in freshmen, it's intimidating to be a freshman and playing with those seniors, you know, Eva Carpenter, Kimmy, and Riz. But at the same time, as a senior, you're also like, all right, these girls can play and they can shoot. And I'm sure it's intimidating that way, saying, are they going to take minutes from us? Now they're finally gelling and realizing, hey, we're here together. We're one team. You know, we talked about it just this week at practice. Seniors, you have, you know, 12 guaranteed games left. That's all you get guaranteed. And how do you want them to go down? And we said same thing with freshmen. How do you want to, you know, your seniors to be remembered? Do you want to help them out? Because, and guess what? You're going to be a sophomore next year. And so we really talked about the whole team aspect of them, not just stepping up and doing a few things here. It's your basketball player, and whether you're a freshman or senior, it doesn't matter. You put on that jersey, you're a Yellow Jacket, and that's one thing that the girls are starting to embrace, I think, more and more. And we got a long ways to go, but yeah, I'm very happy with all the freshmen. And even, you know, I think Paris Colley stepped up huge in our last game at Martin Luther, came in the first half. We needed some size. You know, Cassandra stepping up as well, and I mean, they all are. I hope, who am I missing? Libby, you know, I joked with her, you know, Grand Rapids girl, she played the other day, played 12 minutes and had four steals and had three fouls. I mean, that's Grand Rapids basketball right there, where you're going to get in every stat line, but they're all just kind of coming in their own, and I'm very happy, and the future is very bright with that group of seven freshmen we have.
Well, and they seem like they've matured so much just from a mental standpoint, not so much physically. We knew they had some physical skills coming in here based on their, you know, high school backgrounds. But it seems like they are also beginning to kind of slow the game down in their head a little bit, and you can kind of see that maturation process. And that is a process that takes a while, isn't it? Because it's not something that you can just do overnight. It's something that you have to actually get experience in, learn how the college game, the pacing of it compared to the high school game. And, yeah, it seems like the freshmen that are coming in are a lot more settled than they were at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, like you said, the game is so much faster, and all of them play AAU. They all know that it's a different speed, but at college, it's controlled speed, you know, change for them. It's not just chaos, it's controlled chaos. And I think now they're just become more comfortable. They're running new plays. I mean, some of the girls, like, we didn't run a lot of plays, you know, or sets and things like that in high school. And we do. We have to be disciplined. I don't think we're good enough to just kind of freelance it like we have when we had Hannah and Cotney and all those players. You could get away with it more, where this year, it's kind of, we got to be more, not saying coach-controlled, but player-controlled, where, yep, we got to get a set, we've got to make a good look off of it and get a read. But now they're coming into their own. But at the same time, I don't want to take that away. You know, I joke with Destiny a lot. She's a player who at you know, Menominee, they played kind of run and gun, and they, you know, anytime a post could go guard a guard and be able to try to trap them. And I'm trying to be like, okay, your job is a post. Get in the post. Be there. And you don't want to take away, though, that mentality of go attack and play, you know, relentless defense. Because so it's that balance of playing our way and also playing a little bit of your way. Because at the end of the day, it's the individual that has to make the basketball plays. And so it's coming along, and they're all doing well, and we'll just keep moving forward here in the next 2 months.
Speaking of moving forward, today you're taking on a team that is always a tough out in Minnesota Morris. They're really well coached. I mean, the Grove brothers, both the men and the women's coaches, the two of them going back and forth. But Tim especially does a really good job with his team. I mean, they're always ready to go. They're always well coached. They're very tough. They're very competitive. And they're the same way again this year, based on what I've seen. What else do you know, though, about the Cougars playing this game here today?
I mean, you nailed it. I think Tim, I have so much respect for him. You know, he's just a better person off the court as well. And that's the fun part about the whole conference. Good coaches, and it's fun to go. I probably have watched more film on this team, because you watch one and you're like, oh, he tweaked that play. I mean, he's just a smart, they run their normal sets, and all of a sudden you watch, you know, end of the game situations, and they tweak it just a little bit, so you think they're running box, and it's a box slip out of it. Very well coached and very disciplined. He got some good players in. He had two transfers come in this year, and I think the one, you know, she is just, I don't like to use the word stud, you know, with female athletes, but whatever the equivalent of a stud is on the female athlete, I mean, she's just a very nice player. Maya down low as a post, and he's got some other girls that can play. He starts a freshman who's probably the fastest girl in the conference, you know, that we've seen so far. So it's going to be a tough, you know, tough matchup for us, especially without our starting, you know, post and Scott. She's out, you know, right now. So we'll see. We just got to play our game, and we tweaked a few things this week at practice, and we hope it turns out, you know, to be a win in our favor.
All right, Coach, well, thanks for your time, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and then the opening tip of this UMAC conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and Minnesota Morris right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Basketball on 91.3 FM, KUWS Superior.